Blog Talk Radio.
When they took us from Africa, they stripped us of our diamonds and our gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced this evening on this special episode. Tonight is Shabaka Sankore Speak. Please give us a call in at 516-418-5996. I definitely want to welcome our co-producer there and co-host, the one and only Brother Che Nkrumah. How you doing this evening, Brother Che?
Yes, sir. Black power.
And, always.
I'm here at base, So Bay is in the building. Brandy,
Lady okay. Tate
is with us as well. And
okay.
I'm waiting on these Biden supporters, honestly, Shabazz. Where
oh,
are the
absolutely. Glad you brought it up.
Biden supporters at? It's been a year of Biden.
Yes, sir.
And we still ain't got no tangibles. He talking about
exactly.
I just speak the other day that because of COVID, he ain't been able to do nothing for black people. But he
yeah,
done done LGBTQ. He done done for the
right.
illegal immigrants, the Latinos.
Right.
He done done for the Asians, and he did
right.
for the so-called natives.
Yes, sir. Okay. So once again, as we have always stated, and then when we do our normal show on Tuesday, and then when you check us out on Frontline Black News on StreamYard, the number to call in is 516-418-5996, and we are yet to hear from you Biden supporters. And the only thing I can say about that is fuck Biden, and I feel sorry for those that wasted their votes on that trick. Now, Tangibles 2022. Tangibles 2022. Once again, this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. We need $100 trillion in tangibles strictly for American descendants of slavery who built this goddamn country. And I've traveled through Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, and Alabama. Now, if it wasn't for us through the exploitation of our people on the plantation system, if it wasn't for us dying, serving Master Charlie and what have you, the United States would not be the financial powerhouse that it is today, because all it does is exploit and it takes. So therefore, we need tangibles, $100 trillion for housing, businesses, and also, too, to have more facilities to tell our story for our youth. Tangibles 2022. And anything less than that is bullshit. It's just worse than feeding a dog a bone with no meat on the bone. Now, all you other groups who sit up there and benefit off of civil rights, well, we got knocked in the head, hit with fire hoses, murdered, lynched, incarcerated, brutalized, and you all still feel that we're supposed to love you. And I don't understand that.
Culturalism, Sabaka. They want us to embrace all the cultures besides our own black family. And we have a culture that we have established in the 400 or 500 years we've been on this continent. And we have a claim to this shit. We ain't forgot about the diaspora.
Not in the least. You know what I'm saying? It's because the diaspora and the continent is where we come from. You know what I'm saying? And you can best believe.
Callers,
yes, sir.
What's your names and where are you calling from?
Yo, what's up? It's Khalil Shabazz calling in. Y'all name from T-Dot. You know what I'm saying? Calling in, see what everybody's saying. Hopefully good things will happen.
Yes, sir. It's really good to see that, brother.
The 433. Are you the 437, Colleen?
Nah, I'm the, 437. Yeah, that's me right there. Yeah, that's me right there.
Oh, 443, I know who that is. That's Brother Isaiah.
Yeah, that's Brother Isaiah. Brother Isaiah.
What's up, black family? What's up?
All
Welcome
right,
back.
All right.
Welcome to Baca. All right, all
yes,
right.
Sir, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, you've been with us from day zero, Brother Isaiah, so you know how
you
we
already
get
know.
Out.
Right.
Yes, sir. So therefore, what I'm speaking about tonight, because we already, you know, did the thing for the tangibles, and once again,
right.
we're still waiting for you Biden supporters. We're not going to crumb bum on you. We know you've been had. You know you've been had. We know you've been bamboozled. You know you've been hoodwinked. So if anything, you got our sympathy, because we all knew that this motherfucker wasn't going to do nothing right for us anyway. I'm going to reflect on some historical events that I've lived through. Okay, in the 1960s when I was a child, okay, there was the Birmingham bombing in 1963 of the church that killed four little black girls, okay? And that there was a very, very severe travesty. And, of course, our hearts still go out, you know, to those babies' families of the loss that they will never get over. Also, too, as I reflect as a child in the 1960s, I remember hearing the term black power. And it was by a brother by the name of Dr. Kwame Ture. And once one of our people dropped the name of the raping, slave trading pedophile that owned his family, it is a great insult to still refer to him by that slave name. Ask a dude by the name of Ernie Terrell in a fight that he had with the heavyweight champion back in 1965 entitled, What's My Name? Also, too, I remember as a child where you had these TV shows in prime time like The Fugitive, Star Trek, The Big Valley, and a cowboy show called Bonanza about the Cartwright. Now, one thing I will say about that TV show, Bonanza, it did have some issues on there, or some episodes on there, I believe, if memory serves me correct, of runaway slaves visiting the Ponderosa. I do recall that they did have one episode dealing with the outbreak of the Civil War. And I also do recall one episode that they had, and I think it was Ozzie Davis. Now, keep in mind that Ozzie Davis and Ruby Dee and the other brother at that time.
Hold on,
48.
We got another caller. We got another caller.
Yes,
call out of 810.
Got another call.
15. What's the name? Where you calling from?
Okay. Hey, how you doing, Sister Badia? Greetings to you there, sister. Is it cold there? Because I saw some pictures of the Great Lakes that they frozen. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine, but it is cold.
Okay, that's good, sister. Okay. So thank you all for definitely calling in on short notice. And then also, too.
Are you just listening, sister? If you want to engage with us?
Anyone add on?
At this time, I'm just listening.
Okay, Sister Badia, and we always appreciate your support, ma'am, and we always, you know, appreciate you, you know, calling in and what have you. So this is Shabaka Sankore Speaks tonight, you know, and I'm talking about things that I've lived through in my lifetime to pass on down to the next generation. It's because I'm
not quite
ideas.
Get off your chest,
oh, yeah.
man.
Yes, sir. And you know, and I can go at any moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay. Now, in 1968, and in the height of the black empowerment era, it's very, very important that those of you who are after me embrace this knowledge and embrace this history. Now, I did a live feed from Oakland, California about 2 months ago, where I was at the statue of Dr. Huey Percy Newton. Now, Dr. Newton was a big figure in the mid-1960s is because they had the Free Huey campaign. People were wearing the Naturals proudly, wearing the leather pieces proudly, black is beautiful, saying it proudly, okay? And then, just to show you of how powerful our talents are, there was a whole lot of white musical groups that were singing our songs. And then there was a lot of white songwriters that went to black groups to have them sing the songs. One of them was the Natural Woman song by Aretha Franklin that was written by a white woman by the name of Carole King. Now,
what
is the significance of this?
Aretha Franklin didn't write that song?
Okay, no, sir. Aretha Franklin made a song called The Natural Woman. It was written by a white woman by the name of Carole King. Now, keep in mind, you had a lot of white music writers who went to blacks to perform their songs is because nobody had the soul like we did, and we still got the soul today. But what has been happening is that they have dumbed down our youth for our youth not to appreciate their true natural culture. This is nothing more than neocolonialism. Just like you got these brain dead ass Negroes on a continent in Africa that want to put down black people in the diaspora and here in the United States thinking that they're better than us. But hey, neocolonialists, guess what? Them Caucasoids out of Europe and the United States, they see us all the same. Now, we understand the influence of how the European came there to Africa, like what King Leopold did to the Congo.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like what Napoleon did.
Don't forget Cecil Rhodes.
Exactly.
Right.
That's the infamous Rhodes scholars named out of. And let's not forget of how when His Majesty King Shaka had trained his military to be some of the most formidable soldiers on the planet. And this is why over there in Azania that they still, you know, fear us from coming together. When you look at the fringe of the bullshit that they had did to us on the continent, where Jacques Chirac pretty much says, and I'm paraphrasing them, we took away their culture, we took away their education, got them hating themselves, so therefore they don't hate us and remember of what we did to them. So any of you brain dead, ass-scratching Yasa bosses are welcome to call in at 516-418-5996. Now, you don't have to agree with me. Let's just disagree agreeably. But I'm talking about stuff that I've lived through. Now, what happened to our music in the 1970s? They come out with disco. Disco.
Yeah, and on the
mid-70s. With John Travolta.
Right.
And then there was a hit called Summer Breeze by two white dudes by the name of Seals and Croft. Okay. But then the Isley Brothers did a remake on it that was just too cold. And of course,
that was too soulful.
I traveled through Augusta, Georgia, and I saw the street called James Brown Boulevard. Yeah, that cat.
Yep.
Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. And that there, pretty much, ladies and gentlemen, in the year 1968, that was the song of that generation, the generation before me, when the brothers was greeting each other as black men. Hey, brother, how you doing? And I asked my mama, why is he calling him brother? Because my mama told me that very well may be his brother due to the plantation system. Also, for you beautiful black women out there with those big butts that just jiggle and wiggle and look all good and stuff like that, okay, ladies, please bring back those naturals. You just don't know. Please bring back those naturals. Please bring back the afros. Okay, like
right.
Angela Davis wore, Kathleen Cleaver wore, Dr. Erica Huggins wore, and what have you. Like the Queen Mother of Asada Shakur wore.
Right.
Definitely bring back the braids. And don't give it to these white broads. Please don't let the white woman braid their hairs up in the cornrows.
And the locks too.
Yo, I'm just saying.
All that, brother. Out there. All that. You know what I'm saying? is because it's very, very important for our youth to know where we come from, and that way we know where we are going, okay? It's because there's nothing worse than a people not knowing their legacy, not knowing where they come from. Also, too, the sagging. The sagging of the pants.
Oh, man.
If you take that word sagging, which is S-A-G-G-I-N, spell it backwards and tell me the word what you got.
The N-word.
It's precisely my point. Okay? Also, too, it's very, very important for our young men to learn skills, to learn trades. It's great to get a college education. But I recall when I was in high school in the mid-70s, where you had wood shop, auto mechanics, steel shop, the electrical shop, so therefore that you could learn some type of skill at a pre-apprentice level so you can go out here and make a living. Because now what has happened in this generation, they have systemically have taken us away from the trades, from the professions. The majority of non-college educated black people that I see in Panthertown and across the nation is out there homeless, standing on the side of the damn freeway with a sign talking about I'll work for food. Man.
Yo, I'm just saying, if we're going to get smart about this, right, we got to educate ourselves to win. We realize that the Black Panther Party had an educational program where they copied for Nas and stuff so they could raise their self-esteem so they wouldn't take our lower positions in society. We got to see ourselves with more esteem so we can see ourselves as able to represent ourselves on a high level. I mean, it's going to be on multiple levels. Some people are going to go to good schools. Some people are going to go to different vocational schools. We realize that we are not a monolith, but we are a diverse people. So as we become more and more diverse, we certainly realize that there's many different ways for us to feed our family. Now, some of them will feed their family through menial our jobs, and some of them will feed their family through high-paying jobs. We realize that we got to make sure that we build a black economy to make sure that none of our people are actually forced to be dependent upon people outside the community in order for them to survive, and we want to move from surviving to striving. We got to start to focus our minds on being people who want to strive. So vision plus commitment equals success. So we got to build a vision for ourselves to build better communities through better schools. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad actually built schools. You know what I'm saying? To provide knowledge itself, we actually had better results than some of the schools that we're seeing that are set up by the government who can't teach us right, so they can't teach us right. To realize that we've seen LeBron James come through and build schools. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to have more of our people who have all this money. We got to put pressure on them to not make it aberrational, but to make it cultural for people with money to actually take it into their own responsibility to uplift the community, because they're making more money than they could possibly ever spend in one lifetime.
You're talking about
And then also too, community reinvestment into the black community as well.
Definitely.
Because see, this is all what these Asians is doing out there in Oakland, out there on the West Coast. This is all with these other individuals who just got here yesterday who are getting set up in businesses, okay, by the U.S. government. They get land grants and all that. But where's the first place they start at? In the black community, taking our dollars. You see what I mean? But however, the educational system has dumbed our youth down to get them to be dependent on individuals and other groups who don't care about us. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once again, I'm talking about stuff that I've lived through. In the city of Los Angeles, there's an area called Koreatown. They used to have a bunch of old auto lots there, used car lots, and what have you. So what the Koreans did, they start coming in there, buying up all the black businesses, the hair parlors, the beauty shops, the barber shops, okay? And what they did was is that they tore all that shit down, and guess what they built up, people? Architect firms, accounting firms, lawyers' offices, certified public accountants, neurological surgeons. You see what I mean? And what they do is that they take that money up out of the black community, factor it into themselves, and start building their own infrastructures and don't even want us there. Because in the city of Los Angeles, where I grew up, there's an area called Koreatown, and I remember when there was no Koreatown, let alone any Koreans living over there. All the black barbershops, oh, we sold it. All the black barbecue joints and restaurants, oh, we sold it.
It's our fault.
Yes, sir. And that there is due to the miseducational system that you have in these damn public indoctrination centers.
That's why we built our own schools. We can't stop them from doing what they do. All we can do is change our own behavior. Once we start to pool our resources, then we can start to autonomously come up and build our own structures. And instead of just talking about it, we need to organize our little dollars right now, try to find our way to make vision plus commitment equals success. So we have our people coming together and building our own schools and supporting our own businesses. We need to start a black business campaign. Definitely.
Absolutely. And then to prove your point even further, Brother Colleen, Dr. Kwame Ture had said that at a speech that I saw him speak at the California State University in Hayward, California, back in 1973, the Black Panther Party. You know, they were having, you know, economical development programs of feeding the hungry. This is why I appreciate the black farmers down there in the South, okay, because we still got to feed ourselves, you see. And then, as I said, I did a live feed when I passed the home of Dr. Martin Luther King. It was in a grimy neighborhood. It was dilapidated. Actually, the building looked like it should have been condemned. And it seems to me, if white America cared so much about Dr. King that they claimed to have had, they would have had federal grant money went in there, and they would have put a historical landmark up there.
The why we don't put pressure on them to do that instead of just complaining about the problem, why we don't come through with a formal written movement, you know what I mean, in order for us to correct the situation. But we don't want to come back and say this again down the road. Why don't we get together and start a motion in order for us to preserve this historical spot for America?
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. Now, another thing that I remember coming up, now you all going to love this one. There was a television series that was short-lived called The Immortal. Yeah. And what the plot was, okay, hold it, Brother Isaiah, check this out. What the plot was, there was this massive sickness going around at that time. Now, this was like 1967, 1968. But there was this one man who did not catch this disease, right?
Plus,
he was able to maintain his youth for long term. And what I mean by that, the dude would be 50 and he would look like he was still 30. Okay? And everybody wanted to capture him to get his blood.
Whoa.
So he was always on the run. Just like another television series I remember called The Fugitive of Dr. Richard Kimball. And then The Immortal. Yeah, and then The Immortal, okay, is why he was called such, because he did not get this Omicron. He did not get this disease. He did not get this plague. See where I'm going with this, folks?
Yep.
You see? And as Brother Chad told me offline about somebody who got hit with all these doses of vaccine, And their blood is black.
Like cars.
For real?
Man,
dang.
You better start eating more and more of your vegetables.
More healthy. Right, and start eating more healthy.
And this is why I appreciate what the black farmers is doing of growing their own
food.
So
right.
In addition to
what
the
fruit,
black farmers are growing our own food, what you're going to need is that you're going to need trucking companies. You're going to need packaging warehouses to package the food and supermarkets to get to our people. Now, this
is Arnold Muhammad already built his own farms.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir, he did. I remember Muhammad Ali saying that. And as a matter of fact, when Muhammad Ali was training for his fights, that's all he had as his cooks was the Nation of Islam dietitians.
Mm-hmm.
When he was in training for his fights.
So unlike the Nation of Islam is perfect then. That was a perfect example. We've got to emulate what they did because they pulled their resources and did this autonomously without any kind of assistance from the government in order for them to create and do for self. We need to do for self, too.
Right.
We've got to organize ourselves. Vision plus commitment equals success. This is black nationalism. The same thing as Garvey. We had the first wave in the 20s and 30s. We had the second wave in the 60s, but the third wave hasn't come yet because this generation has become too individualistic, embracing the values of the dominant system, of the dominant culture, of the larger culture. You know what I'm saying? So we got to really start to study our ancestors. Once we start to study our ancestors, then we'll be, like every day and see what they did right. We should all pick and say, this is my favorite ancestor for a certain reason, and they certainly made a plan that made it possible for you to see that we can break out of this dependency that we do have against the colonial structure and start to build ourselves towards an autonomous vision and edifice, which is able to provide for our people beyond survival, moving towards great things.
To our self-sufficiency, brother.
Striving. Moving towards
that's
striving
exactly
to be ourselves.
Vision
and equal success. While we're on the phone right here, we should be each taking down each other's number, right, and make sure that we now work this thing so it doesn't become ad hoc and it becomes organized. Kwame Ture, who we all talking about, always talks about being involved in organization. This is organization here, but it's loosely structured. We got to make our organization structured in order for us to think long-term, in order for us to build a structure that's able to handle all of our concerns and deal with the needs of our community. Once we start to do that, then we will be able to hang our heads proud and compete with other communities who also are self-sufficient.
Mm. Yes, sir. And then this is where you all's generation come in at. You see what I mean? It's because you all have great resources available at your fingertips, but as Brother Chief pointed out, Silicon Game Valley, and what's this new crap that they got out there now? What was it, Brother Chase?
The metaverse.
Damn, boy, I'm telling you. Yes, sir. Yeah, getting old is such an inconvenience. Yeah.
Oh,
see, we got to develop our own technology to countermand that bullshit, okay? It's because it's all spy technology, okay? They keep hitting you with these damn vaccines, and what they're doing is they're metallicizing your system. So, therefore, as another brother had said, Brother Aziz, I believe, has said is that they're hitting you with nanotechnology, and when they don't dig, what you're saying is they got a kill switch for your ass.
Is that Life Flies? I think it was like three today that just dropped Life Flies. I think it was all white, too.
Yeah. You see? And then another thing, too, is safeguard our melanin.
Yeah, okay. Melanin is a high commodity.
It sure is.
Going for how much an ounce now?
Sure,
I think it's $350 a gram. So times that by 16, and that'll tell you how much it is by an ounce.
Sure. Yep.
And then, like they have the medical apartheid, the prison industrial complex system. Now, do let me say this right here. For all you other groups out there that talk that shit, well, we're all the same, you see. Slavery is slavery. Well, look at the prison industrial complex. First place, I want to be very, very clear about something. It is up to you other groups to go hold your own nuts, okay? We can't do it no more. Because an old bastard like me has witnessed the biggest mistake. Even Dr. King had said it 2 months before he was murdered. He led our people into a burning house with integration, folks. And he did. Now, I got a question for Mr. Tyler Perry. Now, Tyler Perry, I was in Atlanta, okay, the ATL, and I think Atlanta put on a better Olympiad in 1996 than Los Angeles did, okay. Atlanta was awesome. It was the city of black business. I love seeing, you know, my people being the majority of the population there. You see what I'm saying? But there were so many of our people homeless and strung out. And these cats were born like 1970s, late 1960s, early 1980s, 1990s. But then when I see a dude 21, 22, 24, homeless, and then you got a lot of children.
Yeah, they don't forget children,
homeless.
Too. Right, homeless the children too. Be with their parents all homeless. I'll be seeing them. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, no, no, Brother Isaiah, yeah, really, man, really.
Right.
It was sad, you know. And then we got a few more things I want to cover because the show is only for an hour tonight. And what's the average that they're only giving us in overtime, Brother Cherry, like about 5 minutes of that long?
Yeah, if that.
Yeah.
5 minutes of overtime, yes, yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay, now the next item. The drug epidemic of the 1980s and 90s till the present.
Right.
Everybody remembers the crack epidemic, okay? They even made songs about it, of how great it is, you know? This stuff here, you know, has made prostitutes out of our women where they want to go out there to Hollywood and do porn with 5 and 6 white men on them at the same time.
Oh, God.
Okay? Oh, it's sick.
Really sick.
Look at that pedophile Hugh Hefner.
And he and he have his own Playboy magazines and all that shit. But they have not been arrested him.
Not only did he have the Playboy mansion in Homebury Hills, California, he had his own fucking zip code.
What?
Yep.
He had
his own
zip code.
Oh hell no!
That is
you tell me that if you tell me that nobody didn't arrest that man for a long time.
Not
he got his own zip code through all that and was trying to do all that shit.
Yeah. Los Angeles is a very, very sick place, you know. And this is why I appreciated over the course of my lifetime of great actresses like Cicely Tyson, Eartha Kitt, Ruby Dee, who didn't degrade themselves and make whores out of themselves for Hollywood.
Right.
You got a lot of industry whores out there. Nicki Minaj.
And now do.
Yo, so I'm saying, why we don't really try to, you know what I'm saying, build something positive to try to, you know what I mean, write our own movies. I mean, I write scripts myself. You know, we got to get behind that movement and start to really see if we can start to change the mindsets of people through art and entertainment and use that as a way of changing the behavior of people through example. We can allow for the example set on the screen to actually, you know what I'm saying, conduct a paradigm, which is easy for us to actually, you know, emulate. Once we start to do that, then we will be able to conduct ourselves in a manner which is conducive to a successful community, no doubt.
You're right. Those are facts.
Facts.
And this is another thing that I appreciated about the former heavyweight champ, Muhammad Ali. See, because he kept a very, very clean image. He kept a very, very manly image. And this is why he was hated. But the beauty of Ali was, couldn't nobody kick his ass.
Right. They was trying to break him down, but he didn't break down. Sure, he won't be winning every single fight. I'm sure he's
I guess Elijah Muhammad had him on point. We got to give more props to Elijah Muhammad for straightening out a lot of good men. What did Elijah Muhammad do then that can't be done now?
Right. And he said, Brother Muhammad Ali said before that he's not going to lay down for no white man anyway. So, sure, salute to the brother.
Oh, absolutely. You see?
I mean, that.
And then we want a crumb bomb on all haters of black media platforms. Because I've seen some of the rednecks, hillbillies, cats like Tucker Carlson. Who's this other clown? But the other fool that comes on the same show that Tucker Carlson comes on.
Hannity.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Yo,
well, they want to crumb bomb
income,
on so-called
income, right? Flora Ingram.
Yeah. And Harris Faulkner.
Flora Ingram.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Harris
Faulkner,
yo,
exactly
she married herself. She married
and
a white
Harris
woman,
Faulkner.
Yo. She married a white man.
Yeah.
So she married a white man and living a white life, yo. Look out.
That's the one
that
you shut up and dribble.
That's Laura Ingram right there. You know what I mean? Because they realize that they're trying to neutralize all of our attempts to advance ourselves. Once we start to realize that we can advance our community equal success and we get our community in its entirety working towards common goals, then we'll be able to uplift ourselves and move forward towards our destination. Once we start to see ourselves as people who are able to sustain a community, but we're not putting enough pressure on the people at the top, you know what I mean, to actually make power moves, and we are just, you know what I'm saying, are fooled by weapons of mass distraction as we start to see ourselves emulating the behavior of those people who want to buy Gucci and who want to buy Louis Vuitton instead of buying Sean John and Rockefeller and buying stuff to empower our people. We're trying to empower those outside of our community. I mean, once we start to build an organization that is based upon consistency, that means we getting together all the time and putting our money and pooling our resources as was done with black nationalists in the past. It's about put up or shut up. If we don't put our money up inside this whole thing, then we're not going to have a chance to really advance ourselves and to be recognized. That's what it really comes down to. How are we really able to put forth a plan and stick to a plan? Because vision plus commitment equals success. So once you have a vision of a greater community, you have to commit to the plan by actually, you know what I'm saying, consistently donating money, consistently buying products, consistently networking with each other in order for us to actually build a substantial community like other communities have done, or we will allow ourselves to be beaten by people who just came to the country last week and they already moved way past us. We can't allow ourselves to always be at the bottom, but we will be at the bottom if we don't organize ourselves properly.
Oh, yes, sir, and very true indeed. Now, also, too, another thing, too, black family, is music and entertainment is one of our natural resources. Now, let's look at what the Arabs do with their oil. That's their natural resource, right? They jack up the prices on it. I've been through 12 freaking states, okay, and California has the highest price of gas of $5.75 a gallon. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
My way is like
$3.49. So what we have to do, black family, is to get our innovation going on where we could build our own products and infrastructures of roads, highways, energy production.
Right.
Black farming, grow our own food, have our own loading docks to disperse the food. Now, excuse me. Okay. Now, as far as this vaccine is concerned, stay away from it. Okay? Avoid it like the plague because it is the
plague. Don't take the booster shot. Don't take the vaccine shot.
Man, don't take none of that stuff.
Right. Don't take none of that labels they got on that shot.
Because that stuff is garbage. Okay? Look what it's got in the research I did.
Right, and poisonous too.
AIDS. I always say this here, build up your natural immune system. No, man. Eat your pineapples. Drink your lemonade.
Your fruit.
Your cucumbers,
vegetables.
Your lettuce, your vegetables, your carrots, your broccoli. You see what I mean? Stay away from this nanotechnology. Because like I said, I'm past 60 solar returns. I can go at any minute. Okay? Mad Dr. D, may he rest in power. You know? And without Mad Dr. D, this platform would not be possible. See? So therefore, black family, I cannot go before the ancestors not knowing that I did not do my best, okay, to relate to you the situations that I've lived through in our people's history, okay? And we cannot deal with you other groups anymore. You have to go hold your own nuts. And that's real talk. Because everybody's capitalizing up off of us, even with the rap industry. I'm seeing straight heads going up here trying to rap. Now, I'm of the opinion
they can do it.
It's just a matter of time before these caucasoids is going to start using the NGR term in their rap lyrics.
Well, they already
doing it. If I said they already doing it, Bubba Shabaka.
No.
You start saying Eminem is
when they do
all time and stupid shit like that.
Okay, run that by me again, Brother Jay.
They're saying that Eminem is like the number one rapper, lyricist in ever.
Oh, boy.
And he ain't nothing harder than Elvis.
Right, he tried to say
that. That was before. Ain't nobody saying something like that. Hip hop, y'all, I'm saying, y'all don't see enough hip hop. Y'all saying, that's why I keep trying to get you people to get on my Facebook messages so I can send you guys real hip hop. But nobody ever do it. This is pretending equal success. Nobody got the commitment. But if he doesn't care as one, he will show us what real hip hop is all about because he is a hip hop movement. I've actually written a book on the cultural significance of hip hop, which I've sent to Shabaka, and I've actually sent Jesse Paris, you know what I mean, my brother. And I'm hopefully that they read it and they will get to speak the significance of a culture that's able to transform a people from being subservient to being autonomous.
Right, and we need our own economy. No, Brother Kaleem is right about that. That's exactly what we're talking about is our own economy. Yes, sir.
Right.
Now, to these neo-colonialists on the continent of Africa and in the Caribbean that Brother Che and I was talking about earlier this evening, you clowns are nothing more than imitations of your puppet masters in Europe. Yeah, that is.
You're right.
That's exactly
that's
what
all that
clowns
is.
Are.
Mm-hmm. That's
talking
exactly
about
what
you
they
don't
are.
Like black people from America. Where the hell you think we came from? We came from the same continent that you did.
Right.
Same thing with
and
our people in the Caribbean.
That we all the same. Like they think they're so better than us when they like I said, I've been seeing a lot of them at work. They're trying to tell me what to do at work. I've been like, hey, yo, you better stop listening to your tone of voice with me. We are the same people. We're supposed to help one another, not better
at each other. But see, but Brother Isaiah, you got to keep in mind is that they went through the same contamination that we did. Because when a European came down there, even when he came down there with them homosexuals named Aristotle, Alexander the Barbarian, Plato, Socrates.
Yep.
We wasn't off into that. African culture, black family, as we all know,
was the holy trinity. The black man, the black woman, and the black child.
Life is only created between a union between man and woman.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep.
Why do you think they call it sex drives? And I don't mean to be disrespecting any of the sisters or anything like that. Why do you think they call it sex drives? Okay? Even when you look at all the guys, living creatures out here, they got sex drives for procreation.
Yeah.
I guess the Almighty said, give me some of them super sensitive nerve endings right there. So when they do this, I want them calling out my name. And I don't mean no disrespect to the women. You know, I'm just being real about it.
Right. Yep.
Say.
Keeping it real. Yeah,
and then,
they just don't want us to procreate anymore.
The last 9 minutes. Okay. So about time.
Oh, we're the last 9 minutes?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, okay.
That was fast.
Okay, so hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, so therefore now we can start going off into our closing comments and what have you. And let's see, and I did crumb bomb on all haters of black media platforms. Yeah, we did that. Okay, we did talk about the pandemic or those narcotics that led to massive incarceration of the 80s and 90s. And then also, too, in our closing comments, and I'm going to start this off, I'm just going to say it like this here. Black men and women, get back together and make more black babies. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
Please. Get back together and make more black babies. Now, I find it very interesting of how the black male is hated so much, but every woman wants the black male, just like the black female. Every male wants the black female. Why? Because you're the creators of life itself.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yep.
Why do you think they call it black girl magic?
Yep.
And like I said, and in the late 60s, I still remember the smell of the Afro Sheen, of coconut, as the sister was selling the newspapers for the Black Panther Party.
Yeah.
See?
So,
you see what I mean?
We got to start making our closing for us to go on to overtime. So don't nobody hang up.
Yes, sir. Okay, that was my closing comment.
Okay. Let's see if the sister got anything. Sister Badada?
Sister Badada?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sister Badada, do you have any closing comments, ma'am? And we always appreciate your support and your positive input. And by the way, Sister Badada has a group called Uncut on social media. Definitely check it out because she drops a whole lot of knowledge, jewels, and gems.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know. All I can do is say that the rabbit hole runs deep. You know, the dynamics of this, it's not enough time for one show. So, you know, I'll definitely be on for the next show because, you know, by listening to my brother right here, you know, I do have, you know, some things that I can add to it. So, but I'll wait for the next show. But the dynamics of it.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And we always appreciate your support, sister, you know what I'm saying? We also appreciate you sharing our episodes as well, too. Yes,
yeah.
Sister Badia is heavy, very heavy, you know. And then, as I stated, Black family, you know, here we're down to our last 5 minutes and 30 seconds. I was just relating to things that I've lived through in my 60-plus years. So take what is useful and leave what is useless. And enhance yourselves in for our future. So when our people go off into the 22nd century, they won't be so confused, twisted, and screwed up as we are in these contemporary times.
Right.
And that's my closing comment.
All right, Brother Isaiah.
All righty. Each one teach one. We all we got, Black family. Black love, black unity, all black everything. We need to come together as one. And I want to tell like this right now, like what Bob Shabaka said, black man and black woman, please stay together, make more black babies, please, so we can teach the young ones to unify themselves, so they can come together to build the whole new generation. On the whole new generations. So come on, black family. And y'all tired of seeing the same routine? And y'all tired of seeing the same action? Call on black experience. Call in every Tuesday. And so we're going to give you the real black truth every Tuesday. Peace, black love. I love y'all. Black power.
All right, Brother Kaleem, your closing comments, sir.
Yes, for my people, we've come together again in unity, which is very important, that we've got a vision, both commitment equals success. We are consistent. Consistency builds character. We know the nation is on the UNIA, well, black nationalist organizations for their generation. Now we need to build on to this generation. If we don't build it behind hip-hop, I don't know how we're going to do that. I strongly suggest that everybody get in contact with each other away from this platform that's on the radio so we could actually, you know what I'm saying, make consistency in our movements in order for us to accomplish key goals and maneuvers. In order for us to accomplish key goals and maneuvers, we have to trust each other and work with each other. So I'm saying everybody should try to exchange numbers and make sure that we have an organization that is strong enough that we depend on each other more than we depend on outside sources. Nation Islam did this.
Yes,
UNI did this. But we haven't done this in this generation. And that's the reason why we are not keeping pace with some of the great organizations that have been made inside the past, which had millions and millions of people, while we are trying to fight a culture of oppression with only hundreds of people, if even that.
Yes, sir. Indeed. All right. Thank you, Brother Kaleem Shabazz. Okay.
No doubt.
All right, Brother Che. Your closing comments, Brother Che.
Yes, peace, love, light, and black empowerment. Thank you to everybody that called in tonight, men on the boards, and black love, black family, black nation. We have to build our own nation. We are a nation within a nation, and we have to acknowledge that more. We built this country. There'll be no United States of America without our blood, sweat, and toil. So they owe us $100 trillion in reparations, touch and check. We need to build our own institutions, as the brothers have stated already. I mean, I just second everything that's already been said. We need to separate and create our own communities once again.
Yes, sir.
That whole community.
That is real talk.
There's no reason why we can't have them now. So we need to find an area. They're talking about giving us states in the South. And everybody
right.
needs to march back to the South. And we need to create a new African Republic here, right here on these shores. And
right.
do for self. There's a lot that's coming with this metaverse and this cryptocurrency. So we got to look into all that, black family. We have to have a parallel system besides this current system. We have to replace it with a system of justice, which guarantees that nobody's mistreated by the color of their skin, and those that need the most constructive help get it. So that's what
right.
we're on. So peace, love, light, and black empowerment. We're going to go out with black. Check us out on Frontline Black News on Saturday, tomorrow at 10 p.m. Check out Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced again on Sunday and then again on the following Tuesday. Peace, love, light, and black empowerment. We're out.
Yes, sir.
About right. No, no. That sound about right. No, you ain't never tell a lie. You ain't told a lie. Everybody wanna be an athlete. Everybody wanna rap on beats. Everybody wanna eat watermelon and fried chicken. Sorry, it's the black thing. Everybody wanna hit after me. Watch your back, cause they got to me. Got different women up in my living room trying to measure my dick. Maybe it's the black thing. Don't subtweet at me. We was kicking freestyles in the backseat. Did your classrooms like a gladly. You buy and sell drugs in the alley. Finally got a pot of compassion. Working overtime and you can tell if you listen. I don't wanna find no divine division. I be getting high, nigga, it's the black thing. Black shots to Shinaki. I be on new shit, so they copy the debauchery. Go ahead, then watch me, nigga, don't watch TV. You can get it all on CD. Vinyl is time aside, though. Every time you at my recital, I will serve you like appetizers. You should know, nigga, I'm your idol now. Pop a dog, pound and jigger.
Everybody wanna be black.
Don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Like Malcolm X.
Peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga. Everybody try and get dreads and shit, but they ain't African. All the light girls getting the tan so they can darken their skin. I'm sorry, it's the black thing. I don't give a fuck, yeah, I said the shit. The rhetoric. Everybody wanna design something for Louis Vuitton. Maybe it's the black thing. Blacked out in the backseat of the black Jeep, listening to Black Bobby. You can catch me a taste of soul, eating on gumbo with the black IP. Black on, black nigga, I'm back on track, my shit black owned. If you ain't a nigga, then you can't say nigga, it's a black thing. Spike Lee, do the right thing. Don't step on my Nike, just got these. Go roll for the neck piece, nigga, you up on my white tee. Or you wanna be just like me, Do the police wanna lock me up? Step on creep, black Air Force Ones. What it gon' be, you can ask about me.
Who up in the West?
Pop a dog, pound it, nigga.
Everybody wanna be black.
Don't nobody wanna be a nigga,
Feel like Malcolm X.
Outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.